Hello, welcome to step 9 of my recovery program on love addiction. Finally, there's going to be more steps, but this part, which is all about knowledge and understanding and the depth understanding of love addiction, finally, this is the last of this part of the program, which is 11 things to overcome love addiction. There's several things to overcome love addiction, but before I begin some of these things, what I want to just discuss with you is that we live in a world inundated with self-help books. You can find your life. Let that man go so that you're free forever. Celebrate the life you are. How to find inner happiness. We are literally inundated with all of this. Now, what I'm trying to get across here is that when we are in the depths of this sort of emotional injury to the heart, it's as if those things feel, they sound good, they feel good, we want them to work, but yet nothing seems to speak to this place. So one of the main steps that I work with when I'm beginning to, in this recovery program with you, is to really begin to identify some very key things. The first one is beginning to differentiate fantasy and denial from reality. You may well ask, well, what does that mean? And as I've spoken about in the previous sections of this program, is that when we are in the grips of love addiction, we are in a sense of denial and unreality. And one thing actually that I forgot to mention in the last recovery program and in the last step that I just did was that love addiction can happen from absolute deprivation and alienation in early childhood or teenage life, so that you feel very separate from the world, very a kind of a sense of loneliness. So in my steps that I use, I work with how we can fulfill, you know, that place that feels so desperately impoverished, so hungry, but fill it with ourselves on some level. Of course, none of this makes sense at the moment, but I hope it will by the time that you go through all the rest of the steps. Another component I work with in my recovery program to help you benefit from this debilitating feeling is working through your deficient sense of self-worth. So I work towards self-reliance, self-validation, self-generosity, a sense of being able to not so much celebrate yourself, but to actually feel that you can find meaning in yourself, to build on your goals, to move forward, to feel that there is a way out of this by building on your self-esteem and self-reliance and reversing self-abandonment. Discovering a new way through rejection, insecurity, and abandonment. That might sound extremely easy, but what it is that there is something about the fact that the more we idealize somebody as a god or a goddess, the more we put them up on a pedestal, we immediately undermining ourselves. We are putting ourselves below that person. And you often hear people say, there's no way that man or woman would ever be attracted to me. You know, they're too much for me. And just in that speech, it's attracting something that keeps you locked in this sense of diminished self-esteem. Self-value, self-care, as it says here, and the search for meaning and purpose inside of yourself to enrich that part of yourself. There are so many things. I imagine, or I want you to imagine, the world as a spiritual smorgasbord. There's so much we can take a little of this and taste a little of that and have a little of this and that, but drink it down into you so that you feel there is, that you're building on your core self. Remember, love addiction is all fear-based. It's because you've never felt that you have a secure base, that you've never felt nurtured or lovable enough to trust that you could have it. And I'm saying that you will and that you can. I also work in my sessions with people on how to overcome and survive love withdrawal and painful separation. We'll be going through that with more exercises as we go through these steps, particularly my centering exercises, the power of now, how to concentrate on just now, not all the anxiety and interruptions and interference that he or she didn't give this, didn't give that, and the rage and the hurt and the pain that you've been going through. We are going to go in a very different direction, a very different direction, so that you can feel, my gosh, it's melting. And it really does feel that something is changing and melting. Another thing is redirecting the craving for love to a significant, as I've mentioned here, new connection to yourself. A significant new connection to yourself, which is really all any of us have. Learning how to be your own best friend and acknowledging all the things and the talents that you have, that really we're all and you are completely unique. And so it's encouraging you and actually getting you to experience your own uniqueness. You might not feel that at the moment, but there are ways and means that we can move forward to get you to feel that you do have a sense of self that you can depend on and feel joy and playfulness and spontaneity and begin to smile again. That's what this work is about. Self-empowerment, self-validation, and the knowing that most of all, that when love hurts, and this is so important, if something is hurting you, to know when to let go. And when I say that, it's that love isn't about pain. Love isn't about being rejected. Love isn't about suffering. Do you know, and this might surprise you, passionate suffering, to suffer in Latin means passion. Passion means to suffer. So there is always one part of passion that makes you feel that edge of oscillating between pleasure and pain, ecstasy and agony, yeah? But I'm not saying that love will never be painful. It's not meant to be. But for you to love what is, to love without asking anything back from itself, just that generosity of giving, because the moment that we demand and expect and let that love hunger eat away at us, that neediness, that desperateness, everybody will flee. That's the point. Everybody will flee away. And that's what I'm trying to convey to you, so that you believe that no matter what, that the more you actually, I don't want to use this esoteric word embrace, but the more you hold on to your own life, and I will use embrace, but embrace your whole life, the more you will feel that the world will come to you. You'll be like a magnet because you belong to yourself, not to anyone else. And that is what love is. Lovingliness, so that you have this abundance of love for your partner or someone, or appreciation from afar, but it doesn't tear you apart and hurt you as it has done in the past. Building a new inner resource to work through so that you no longer project what you feel or lack onto others, but you transfer it into yourself so that it actually begins to, you assimilate it and you begin to feel something growing in you. Because remember that over-identification and love addiction, when we are attracted to someone, do you know what we're really attracted to? Is that thing that is most like ourselves. Except that the love addict actually wants to hold on so tightly that they'll never ever lose it. So we're trying to move that back in and take it back into yourself, reversing self-abandonment, putting the beloved and not putting the beloved before yourself, and reversing anything that means that it diminishes you or undermines you or makes you feel that you're less than, not good enough, not worthy enough. Yeah? Could you imagine not feeling any of those feelings any longer? And it is possible. Learning the difference between healthy love and insecure, anxious love. That's really the key to this part of my program. And that you know that when you begin to love in another kind of way, when you begin to love what is, even if it's not reciprocated, it's okay. It's really okay, and you will get to that stage. So it's been really good speaking through these steps with you. These are just the first steps. This is knowledge, remember, understanding, and depth understanding of why, how it has come to be like this. Because I'm sure many of you often think it wasn't meant to be like this. So this is just the beginning. Small steps. And remember that whatever you're feeling now is a temporary place. It's not something that's going to be for the rest of your life. Okay, I want you to take care, and it's been lovely speaking to you, and I'm sure you can feel I'm very passionate about this subject and everything to do with working with the love relationship. And I know that my work has made a tangible difference to many, many people's lives. And so I want to share that with you. So I look forward to speaking to you again, whether through the visualizations or the relaxations or some more on video very soon. So take care, and I look forward to speaking to you very soon in the next step. Thank you. Bye-bye.